aged care advocates are hoping that new guidelines to track and improve treatment options for dementia patients in nursing homes will improve the lives of people suffering from such diseases. Dementia was recently named by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare as the leading cause of death for women and the second biggest killer of men after heart disease. Meanwhile, the UNSW Centre for Population Ageing Research has reported that those who speak languages other than English at home or who have poor English proficiency are at a higher risk of dementia in old age. Professor Tracy Commons from the University of Queensland, who helped develop the guidelines, says they can make a big impact.
So these were the outcomes that we found that we could actually measure straight away. So that's our recommendation that these things are the things that we should be looking at and measuring, because these are key outcomes that are important to people with dementia.